from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 24th. Iris, June 24th. The morning read 10 things in health worthy 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from a snap forward. This is not your grandparents' heat. Take Bordeaux. As meteorologist Jeff Berardelli notes, Bordeaux is high Monday of 41.8 OC1, 107 OF falls on the extreme right tail, 3.6 sigma with a return interval of 1 and 7,000 years for June in a historical climate. Meteo France ended up clocking Bordeaux's high temperature as 42.1 OC, or 1.108 OF. A 1 in 7,000 year heat wave. People who wonder if discontinuity isn't overstating the magnitude of the planetary crisis would do well to actually check the weather. France just recorded the hottest day it's ever had. How unprecedentedly hot was it? In other words, families in Western Europe could. Next. Second, from New Atlas. Brain pacemaker could help Parkinson's patients walk again. University of California, San Francisco UX scientists have developed a form of neurological pacemaker that adapts in real time to a patient's walking and could address one of the most disabling and hard to treat symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Category: brain health, body and mind tags. Parkinson's disease, deep brain stimulation, walk, brain, neurogenerative conditions. Up next, third, from New Atlas. Ukraine progresses into the past with modern pillbox. In what looks like a march to the past, at this year's Eurosatory exhibition in Paris, Ukrainian firm Parabella has shown off its eponymous portable pillbox military shelter designed to protect troops on the battlefield. Category: military engineering. And then, fourth, from Manga Bay. Hope for vultures in Nigeria as some belief-based users adopt plant alternatives. Using plants instead of vulture parts for belief-based practices is helping to tackle poaching of the birds in some regions of Nigeria, say conservationists. Vulture populations have collapsed in Nigeria. The country was once home to 7 vulture species. Recent surveys recorded only 2, the critically endangered hooded vulture Necrocyates monachus and the palm nut vulture Gypoherax angolensis. Habitat loss, poisoning and poaching for belief-based uses, such as the use of vulture parts in traditional medicines, or to bring luck or success, are the primary drivers of the rapid decline. Next, fifth, from Manga Bay. Deadly bird flu strain confirmed in Australia for first time. A deadly strain of avian influenza, H5N1, that has killed millions of wild and domestic birds and mammals across the globe, has for the first time reached Australia's shores. Australian authorities confirmed that 2 migratory seabirds, a brown skua Stercorarius antarcticus and a northern giant Petrel Micronex halley, have both tested positive for H5N1, a strain of what's officially known as highly pathogenic avian influenza HPI. The sick birds were discovered along the southern coast of Western Australia. They have since died. Up next, sixth, from Manga Bay. An island community in Thailand works to protect and revive its dugongs. Once a lush field of green, the seagrass meadows surrounding Thailand's Koh Lubang are now largely barren stretches of sand, devastating the island's iconic dugong population, reports Manga Bay's Carolyn Cowan. Koh Lubang's seagrass meadows were once Thailand's largest and a critical coastal habitat that is protected nationally. Yet between 2020 and 2024, seagrass cover in these protected waters shrank by up to 50%. Thailand's Department of Marine and Coastal Resources DMCR attributes this decline to a range of factors, from marine heat waves to rivermouth dredging. And then, seventh, from FIES.org. Elephants move closer to humans when droughts are sustained. If drought in an area persists longer, elephants move closer to areas near human settlements. This is the finding of research by biologist Irene Bauman of Radboud University. During short-term droughts, the animals remain close to rivers and lakes and move less than normal. Next, eighth, from FIES.org. Brown seaweed flour enhances nutritional value and digestibility of gluten-free cookies. Flour made from the brown seaweed Sargassum philippendula can increase the nutritional value and digestibility of gluten-free cookies. This conclusion is based on a study published in the journal Food Research International. Up next, ninth, from FIES.org. Every time Norway scores, the whole city of Bergen shakes. During Norway's first match of the FIFA World Cup against Iraq on June 17, several small vibrations were recorded on the seismometer. A particularly clear signal was observed when Erling Haaland scored. And then, 10th, from the Texas Energy and Power newsletter. Like, here I am is looking at the Texas grid. Here I am is looking at Texas because the Lone Star Grid's energy-only setup has let it add new capacity faster than almost any other system. In Texas, developers bear the interconnection risk, and the market pays only for the energy they actually generate, not for reserve capacity. That model has helped ERCOT keep its queue moving in weeks rather than the 700-day timeline PJM currently expects. One option is to lock in long-term bilateral contracts. Another is to apply stricter reliability standards for new big-load customers. And the third, what Oman calls Path C, is to tilt the market toward energy and ancillary services while shrinking the capacity component, essentially mimicking ERCO. T's tilt. The PJM white paper sketches 3 ways to shift from a surplus-focused capacity market toward a scarcity-driven approach. Why does this matter for Virginia? This regulator forces large customers to pay a minimum generation charge for 14 years, even if they build their own power. That double dip makes the Texas-style developer risk model uneconomic for data centers, which end up paying both their own generation costs and the utilities charge. Almond argues that without reform, Virginia's load growth will be throttled by that policy. If TAM adopts any of these pathways, especially the energy market tilt, it could speed interconnection, lower costs for big users, and bring its grid's responsiveness closer to what Texas has achieved. Payoff will be how much capacity certain TAM is willing to give up in exchange for that speed. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.